In a criminal trial, fingerprint examiners typically compare a smudge taken with an ink pad of an entire finger rolled onto paper with a partial print left inadvertently on a gun or a glass or a door. An expert called by the prosecution will typically declare a match, placing a defendant at the scene of a crime. But that will not happen in one federal death penalty case in Philadelphia. Simon Cole, the author of Suspect Identities, A History of Fingerprinting and Criminal Identification, agrees with Judge Lewis Pollack's ruling in that case that the process of experts matching fingerprints is subjective and scientifically unreliable.
That doesn't mean that the fingerprint examiners won't be allowed to testify. They will be allowed to testify. But what he said is they won't be able to say that it definitely came from such and such a person.
And fingerprint testimony has been so much a part of forensics for so long. I wonder, has it been debunked in any serious way? That is, has DNA evidence, which we all think of as being more solid, shown some fingerprint IDs to be unreliable?
Well, I think DNA had a different way of vouching for its scientific credentials that fits better with our changing notion of science. Fingerprinting's way of presenting its scientific credentials really dates from the early part of the century, where we had a different notion of science. So, yeah, fingerprinting has definitely suffered by comparison to DNA, where they use probabilities and things like that.
Well, what's the essential difference between somebody saying this graph that represents the DNA deposited from a bead of sweat on a window and the DNA of the suspect are the same? What's the difference between that and saying the patterns left by the fingerprint on this window and those of the suspect are the same?
The difference is that usually DNA experts wouldn't say that they're the same. They would say that they're consistent, and then they might attach a probability to that, that two different people might still be consistent.
But they might say this is 1 in 10 million. And if
right,
they're only...
they might use an extremely high number. Mm-hmm. Fingerprint examiners don't have those numbers to use.
I mean, all these years, fingerprint examiners have just been saying, I've looked at them, they're the same or they're not the same.
Right. While they admit that some errors do occur, they really don't admit to the possibility of error in the particular case, and continue to assert that the error rate of their technique is zero.
And do we have any real-world experience to say that the error rate is more than zero?
Yes, we do. We have a number of documented cases of error, of misidentified fingerprints.
If I were a defense lawyer, or indeed if I were a defendant, could my lawyer bring into court, say, a handwriting expert, a graphologist who would testify as to whether it was my handwriting or not?
No, they would not be permitted to testify with that degree of certainty. The handwriting expert could testify that it's consistent, but not that it's definitely yours.
And if I brought in my astrologer, it would point out that since I'm born under this sign and was rising at that moment, so I never would have done that, can I bring that expert witness into court?
No, that expert would hopefully be excluded for not having proven their methods through scientific testing.
When we learn that a crime lab, whether at the FBI or in Oklahoma or West Virginia or wherever, has been making mistakes, suddenly there's the possibility of dozens, hundreds of cases being reviewed. Do you think that a reexamination of fingerprints and an extension of Judge Pollack's approach would lead to a reexamination of a tremendous number of criminal convictions?
Well, probably not a tremendous number. It would probably require that there not have been all that much other evidence. And probably there are fewer of those cases than we would imagine. But in those cases, there might be grounds to revisit them.
Dr. Cole, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Simon Cole, the author of Suspect Identities, A History of Fingerprinting and Criminal Identification.